It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Until gunshots erupted at a Sikh temple last Sunday, the community of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, considered itself an oasis, a place where city meets country. Last night, hundreds of residents there attended an annual night out gathering, remembering the six people who were killed and honoring the injured. Susan Bentz of member station WUWM reports.
If you parachuted into the hubbub of parents pushing strollers and kids making a beeline for the free firefighter helmets, you could almost forget that just a few miles north, the unimaginable happened. But Linda Arnold won't forget. The Red Cross nurse was there Sunday to help with the chaos. Last night, like so many others, she stood vigil here.
It was a very, very difficult day, but especially for the people who waited all day and all evening to find out if their loved ones were indeed the people who didn't make it.
Now her team returns with mental health workers, just in case someone needs to talk. While Jenny Gordon doesn't live in Oak Creek, she too was drawn to the vigil last night.
I couldn't help but feel if my children or one of my family members was drastically taken away in a brutal, awful way, I would want people to comfort me. I would want people to care enough to come and grieve with me and pray with me. So I felt compelled to be here.
And Serene is a young Muslim mother fasting for Ramadan and strolling her daughter out of the park. Her head covered, and Serene says many people here have asked her if she is Sikh. She replies no, but her neighbors are.
I never really talked to them that much, even though we're neighbors, but now it made me feel that I feel closer to them now.
The clear evening sky, lit by hundreds of candles, bore testament not only to those lost in the senseless killing, but also to those who survived. For NPR News, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.